This is Mark.
And this is Kenny.
And this is...
All I Want to Talk About is Madonna.
Album 1, Side 2, Track 4.
Everybody.
This is my favorite track on the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah. I love it because it makes a case for Madonna's low register. She sings very low in this song. Mm. This is a very soulful song. This is where the rumors that we couldn't tell if she was black or white came, was for this track. I think a lot of people thought it may be a very mysterious African-American woman singing, 'cause it's so low, like that, and it's the lowest it is in the whole record. And there's also something very demo-y about it that then they subsequently laid mm-hmm. layers of production on. And it makes a case again for the studio producer of the early 80s and the music that was being made in that time, because a lot of these songs of that time have, you know, a strong bone structure, but the magic of it is in the instrumentation and the production, what they layer onto it as it goes.
I like that this song makes a lot of cases.
It does. It makes a lot of cases.
I do like her low register a lot. And of course she uses that so much more now that,
yeah,
you know, and I remember I've heard the demo version of this one, right? Where you can hear like her, like, have you ever heard that one? Mm. You've heard that one. And it goes on a little longer. It has a little, it's not as sophisticated.
No.
Right?
She's also not adhering to the structure of it very. She kind of sings it a little more loosely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. I think this song, it may be my favorite too, though it's so hard to say. I think Borderline may be my favorite just because...
You big softy.
I am a softy. Yeah. But I like Everybody too. I mean, there's no, you know, denying it.
What I love about Everybody, and I've always loved it about it, it encapsulates all of the things in this record. And it's very interesting because it was the first thing recorded and it was done by the time they made the record. Everybody had already kind of come out on a 12-inch and had been making the rounds and in the clubs when, you know, and that's what got Seymour Stein's attention, and then they made the full album. But it has both the darkness of songs like Burning Up and Physical Attraction and the kind of sweetness of Holiday and Borderline mm-hmm. and things like that, because she's calling everybody to the clubs. Yeah. And
well, this is, again, like, this is a template song, yeah. then, right? Because this is more like music.
Yeah.
Right? It is literally, I think there's lines.
And Vogue. I
mean,
this is a link to Vogue.
Music can change your
life.
Engage
in the world. Do something.
The dance floor can save your life. This, if you, it'll turn your mood upside down. It'll, like, make you feel better. It'll give yeah. you life. It'll give you energy. You'll connect with people. Let the music take control. You know, all of that's like... absolutely like her thesis statement,
yeah.
you know? And this album in a lot of ways is a thesis statement. I mean, it is like, this is who I am. I believe in music and love and synths. No, I don't know.
The synths on this are incredible. And the guitar and all, and the bass on this song, it's all about the bass.
And kind of the bells, the dun, dun, you know, those bells yeah. on that little high part of it too.
Yeah. Which is from Physical Attraction. There's that
yep.
same kind
yep.
of...
Those two songs are very linked
yeah.
for me. Like,
yeah.
that's a... Those sort of could just go one to the other.
It's a
you
suite.
Know?
It's a
yeah.
suite of mood. It's
oh,
a
I
very,
like it. I like it.
And
sweet.
I, you know, I just think it's one of those songs that... I think she really loves this song.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love it if... I know it was brought around as a possibility to be sung on Confessions, because there's a demo of a Stuart Prince version of Everybody.
Stuart Price.
Price, sorry. It's another one that has aged really well. I think it's another one that people want to hear again live. I mean, the version she did at the Girly Show is incredible.
Oh yeah, well that's
full of joy and doesn't have the kind of darkness of the track, because the track's dark. I mean, there's a darkness to it.
It's a dance. I mean, it feels like you're in the dance club.
Yeah.
In the club. You know, like the dance club.
In the club. And I don't know. I mean, I think this record, the whole record has got, it sustains a mood. It's the only time I think Madonna doesn't feel fully in the driver's seat. She's singing songs that some of which she wrote, some of which she hasn't written. She's learning how to, I think she's learning a lot about production and what makes good production, what's bad. And she's definitely going to take a bigger role in the next album in how it's recorded, how it's produced, how she sounds.
I mean, I kind of disagree with you because I feel like Like a Virgin is like the most produced by outside producer. Like Nile Rodgers is like has a very strong hand on the album.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that it's really True Blue where she starts to really take control of things. I think that there's, you know, I think a lot of the songs on Like a Virgin, which we'll get to, of course, next time, but like are not hers. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Whereas this album, I mean, everybody, she wrote this song. She's the only one that has credit for this song.
Yeah.
It's the same with Lucky Star. It's a nice bookend for the album. Like, it's the two songs she wrote herself are. And I think that this song, I don't know, in a lot of ways, I feel like this song feels very purely her. Mm-hmm. Even more than Lucky Star.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think also it if you listen to the record as a whole, she definitely has more going on than what people were tagging her as in 1983, which kind of a disco doll.
Yeah.
And I think that had she produced another album of these kinds of songs, things would have gone differently. I mean,
absolutely.
Like a Virgin's a very different record than this one is. There's an innocence here and a joy and a...
it's like scrappy. It's kind of you know, and...
Nowhere more so than on this track, I think.
I agree. I think this track feels very raw. It feels like they didn't do much more to it than, you know, it was already... She already knew it worked and they weren't going to, like, fuck with it.
It's not played to death.
Well, I was going to say It's not on the Immaculate Collection, right? It's not considered one of her hits.
No, but it is. Like, it is on great. It is on Celebration.
It is.
I think it did make Celebration, which I think was a big thrill for the fans because I think the fans really love it. I mean, I love everybody, and but if we're only getting, you know, 10 old songs on this new tour, I don't want everybody to be one of them.
Thank you.
Till next time.
Bye.